hello there. Glad you could drop by for this most exciting episode of Fireside Mystery Theater. It was taped live on Sunday, May 28th, 2017 at the Slipper Room in New York City.
As we continue our spirited visit with some of our favorite characters, we just had to book ourselves a little trip out to Long Island. Sunken Harbor is our kind of town, and we hope it's yours too. It remains one of the island's best kept and darkest secrets. The beginning of summer is just one of the best times to get out there. Usually things are a bit quieter. Usually. But then again, quiet and peace don't always go hand in hand in this town.
You first!
No, you!
Show us that beautiful bod, babe!
I've been ready for a swim for the last hour. Come on, ladies.
Okay. Sissy and I went bikini shopping last week. This is the first time Sissy has ever worn a bikini. Isn't that right, Sissy? Hope your Uncle Jay doesn't find out.
I'm going to tear that towel off you, Julie.
You gotta catch me first.
All right, I'm too old for this tomfoolery. I'm going in while the sun is still out.
Wait for me. Julie, Julie, you let go of my...
I gotcha.
You Jezebel.
See? Looking good, mommy, eh, Evan? Me thinks you're a lucky guy, bub.
You look gorgeous, Sissy. We'll snap some glamour photos later after a swim. You guys ready or not?
Yes, but first I have one last thing to do. I gotta pull that towel off of Julie.
Stand back. No need. I'll take it off myself. What do you think, guys? I've been hitting the gym all winter.
You look amazing, Julie.
Okay. You both win the bikini contest. I'm ready to catch some waves already.
We both win, Evan?
I mean, come on.
Okay, but Evan,
look
seriously.
At that.
Wow.
Well, just look at that old plane.
Whoa, check that out. I love old airplanes. Before I got onto the arts and photography, I went to aviation high school in Queens, so I saw some stuff like this up close. That looks like an F-4U Corsair.
A what?
A Vought F-4U Corsair. They were used in World War II and the Korean War as fighter planes. It's so cool. But where could it be coming from? Is there an air show happening? Or?
Not that I know of.
The one by Daniston Field doesn't happen until August, I believe, and there's never been an air show in Sunken Harbor. Not that I can remember.
What do you say? Let's follow it for a bit. I mean, it's flying a bit too low for my comfort.
Follow it? Really? Wouldn't you rather go swimming?
Well, let's just see where it's heading for a little bit. I just want to make sure it's an authorized flight. You know, we should report it to the FAA if it isn't.
A mostly deserted little heavenly patch of beach with two hot bikini-clad girls ready to dive into the Atlantic Ocean with you, and you want to follow an airplane. I'm starting to wonder about you, Evan.
Really? It could be a security thing. Fine, just hang here for a few then.
No, we'll come along. Just let me get my towel.
Chuck, Chuck, just Cobra. He's not used to seeing him here at the bar this early, I guess.
Hey, Squirt, pipe down.
Hey, don't talk to him like that, you bully. Oh, easy, Chuck, Chuck, okay.
Besides putting smaller dogs than yourself in their place, what brings you to the stone's throw at this hour?
Oh, sorry to disrupt your day drinking, gin sponge. Where's Romeo?
He'll be back in a sec. He's getting my wings from the kitchen. Here he is now.
Hey, Romeo.
What's up, Cobra?
Hey, kid. I need you to do me a solid. Come out and move your car up a little.
Cobra, if I move my car up, I'm gonna get towed. I'll be too close to the hydrant.
Nah, you won't. You trust me. If you're at least 8 feet away, you're in the clear.
Wrong. In Sunken Harbor, you have to be at least 12 feet away from the plug. Ask Sheriff Ulster.
I haven't seen him all day. Besides, I know what I know. Now, come on. Be a swell guy and move your vehicle.
I got a rush of 25 fifth graders coming over for my Bushido Blades of Justice class in the next 10 minutes. I can't be scrambling around looking for spots.
What don't you understand, Cobra? They're gonna tow me.
They're not gonna tow you.
Oh, and let's say I move my car and they tow it. Are you gonna pay me to get my car out?
No, because they're not gonna tow you. Now come outside and move it already.
Are you trying to tell me what to do and my bar?
Your bar? Just a friendly reminder, guy. You just work here, pal.
And I'm fully authorized to chuck your ass out of here if you give me any more lip.
Hey, wait a second. Did you just threaten me?
Cobra, I don't think this...
Hey, go back to your Mai Tai with your randy-dandy white cotton gloves, Sheldon. Okay, Mac, there's just one of two ways this can all go down.
Spare me the monologue, Steven Seagal. Go on and get out before I throw you out.
Yeah, sure, I'll go. But when you have a sec, why don't you meet me outside?
Get out.
Oh, you ain't man enough? All right, everybody, you heard it here first.
Oh, gentlemen, please.
Yeah, shut up, fruitcake.
Wait, Romeo, can you please bring me my wings first?
Come on, pal, it's playtime.
Hey, now, they're gonna get cold and I'm starving.
Just a sec, Kathy. This won't take long.
Oh, after you, sweetheart.
Gentlemen, there's really no need for any of
this. This is between me and Cobra, Sheldon. Watch the bar for a moment, will you?
Cobra? Romeo? Now, I'm fully confident that at least one of you is a reasonable man, and all it takes to resolve a conflict such as this is one reasonable man. Now, which one of you is going to take the side of reason?
I'll bet you two of my buffalo wings, Romeo sets Cobra's clock back by a few hours when he cleans it. I hope he knocks the daylights out of his savings time.
Well, Cobra is a karate instructor. I'll raise you 3 buffalo wings and a cutty sock on the rocks.
You're on.
Sheldon, damn it!
Oh, Jesus, you hit Sheldon!
Dude, I told you to get out of the way! Oh, jeez!
Hey, you all right, Sheldon?
Gah! You chopped me! In the eye! Gah!
That's gonna be quite a shiner. What's wrong with you, Cobra, hitting an old guy like that?
That was meant for you, my friend.
Oh, was it?
Nah. Oh, maybe you'd like to taste the side of my other hand.
Oh. You look at that.
Wow.
Could I be imagining this?
That looks like a World War II fighter plane. The hell is it doing up there? Air show isn't until August.
Yeah, that's an F-4U Corsair.
Oh, how would you know that?
I'm a World War II buff, and I was in the Navy. I know about military stuff.
What's that aircraft doing up there now, though?
There's only one guy around here who would have anything like that. Old man Wenzel. That's gotta be one of his.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that guy.
Yeah, he was a compound not too far from here with a whole bunch of World War II vehicles, jeeps, planes. He's got tanks, too. Yeah, but he doesn't show it off to the public. He's a real private guy. Keeps it all hidden from view.
So how do you know all about it, Cobra?
I'm friends with Wenzel. My dad knew his dad. I used to go over there as a kid, and he'd let me see some of that stuff. I didn't think of any of it was operational, though. I gotta say, though, that plane is flying a little too low for safety standards. I think I better go over there and see what's up. Might have to call my butt at the FAA. Anyway, I haven't seen Wenzel for a while. It would be good to catch up.
I'm going back in. Good luck with your parking spot.
I won't forget this, Mac.
Get bent, loser.
Wait a moment. Did you just see what I saw?
I'm heading out. I'll see you later, Sheldon. Sorry about your eye.
May I come with you?
Why?
I also have a fondness for military history, particularly the Second World War. I'd love to see some of the things you just mentioned.
Fine, suit yourself. Least I can do since I nearly broke your face.
Oh, thanks. Wait, didn't you say you had a class starting up tonight?
I lied. I just wanted that space for tomorrow. Come on, let's go.
Mother, would you mind turning that down a bit?
Why?
Because it doesn't need to be that loud.
Fine.
Mother, there's a whole world of technology that can make listening to music, even your music, much more convenient.
I tried that already. That awful thing you tried to set me up with. What was it called? Stupefy?
Spotify, Mother. It's called Spotify. I wish you'd give the digital age more of a chance. Come on, look how much space all your old records take up in our home.
Can't you allow an old woman living her last years in exile to surround herself with her few remaining souvenirs?
Well, I'm here too, you know. You can't hold a conversation with a souvenir, can you?
Are you so sure of that? Well, don't expect me to change too much now. Okay, then if you don't mind, can you pass me the file folder I left on your desk earlier? The one marked appropriations budget.
Mother, I'm just giving you a heads up. There's a few changes I made to the document.
What's this?
Well, some of the math was a bit fuzzy.
Yes, the math is fuzzy. Deliberately so. Now, Diana, I'm saying this to you not just for my sake, but for both of ours. Any ideas you have of your own about governing this township have to be thoroughly discussed as we go forward.
Mother? Mother, are you all right?
That was odd.
What happened?
I know my eyes aren't what they used to be.
What?
But I saw it.
What did you see?
It just glided through the clouds. An old fighter plane. The kind used in the Second World War.
I don't see anything out there.
You missed it, I'm afraid.
What's the matter, Mother?
Oh, nothing.
Mother, you look sad. What's wrong?
It just made me think of an old friend I haven't seen since I've gone into hiding.
Who?
Diana, didn't you award Paul Wenzel the Golden Sovereign Citizen Award at the Founders' Dinner last month?
Well, we were going to, but he didn't show.
Where is the award?
Well, it's here, somewhere in the house.
Here? Somewhere in the house?
What was I supposed to do? He didn't show up, and no one else was there to accept it.
Well, I'm going to tell you what you're going to do. You're going to go to that man's house this very instant and hand-deliver that award to him.
Mother, I'm incredibly busy right now.
Save that excuse for the rubes downtown. You get that award to Mr. Wenzel immediately. I owe that man my life, and I never had the chance to say goodbye to him. You give him that award, and you'd better tell him that it would make your poor dead mother proud. That she'd be smiling down from the heavens to know that it was being placed directly in the palm of his hand. That you're positive, in fact, that her spirit is here among us right this instant and beaming with a great abundance of gratitude and pride. Have you got all that? Good. Now get going.
Mother, I didn't know. You never told me.
If it wasn't for Paul Wenzel, neither you nor I would be sitting here today. And he asked for nothing in return. Back when loyalty actually meant something. I'm sorry, Diana. I should have been more emphatic with you about the award. When you come back, let me know what he said. If you don't mind, I'm going to recline a little and listen to my music and watch for the rising of the tide from my window.
Look at this!
Evan, wait! Hey, you can't just go in there like
that.
Look
at the size of the hole in that fence. I don't think anyone cares about trespassing at this point.
But what if there's some big, fearsome dog guarding the place?
Are you kidding? A, we would have heard some snarling and barking by now. B, the grass and vegetation and whatnot is so overgrown that it doesn't look like anyone's cared about this stuff for ages.
Man, I've lived my whole life in this town and I've never even heard of this place.
I still don't think we should go in there.
How often do you accidentally discover a graveyard of World War II vehicles like this? Jeeps? Missile launchers? Is that a real Sherman tank? And these old fighter planes? Oh, wow. What a treasure trove.
Don't ask me why, but I've got a bad feeling about this place, Evan.
Have you been here before, Sissy?
No. Never.
Don't worry. We're not going to make any trouble. I just want to look around. Take a few photos. The state of decay of these things is a photographer's dream.
Oh, what do you call it? Decay porn?
Right, Julie. It's like the modern version of ancient Roman ruins. Come on, Sissy, just a few minutes and we'll be out.
I don't want to go in there. I'm sorry.
Suit yourself. Me and Julie are going to take a look around. Right, Julie?
I'm up for anything.
All right. I'm going to wait here. Please don't be long. Please.
Hot out. I hate summertime. I can't stand you sometimes, Mother. Well, here goes. Oh, it's open. Mr. Wenzel? Hello? Mr. Wenzel? Anybody home? Mr. Wenzel? Oh, my God. Mr. Sheldon, what the hell are you doing here?
Oh, Mayor Belfair. Very sorry, I didn't expect...
That's all right, Mayor. We just got here a little while ago.
What are you two doing trespassing on this man's house like this?
We saw what I thought looked like one of those old man's fighter planes flying over the town. The door was open, so we stuck our heads in. He's an old friend of my dad's, so...
Was an old friend of your dad's, you
what?
Mean?
Wait, what? What are you saying?
We found him in the next room there.
Propped up in the recliner.
Don't worry, we didn't touch nothing. What a sad way to go out. Dying without anybody even knowing it. He's had to have been there for at least a few days.
I want to say something,
Not
if I may.
Not now, Sheldon.
It's about the airplane we saw.
Look at all these pictures all over the place.
Oh my God.
All of the same woman. As far as I know, Wenzel never married. Geez, this lady was a babe in some of these photos. A real glamour puss. You know, in some of the ways ladies in these pictures reminds me of,
My mother. Yes. Mr. Wenzel. I'm sorry. I arrived too late to give you this. My mother wanted me to... I mean, before she passed on... She wanted to let you know how much she valued your service. How much we both valued your service. Hey, what's that in his right hand?
It looks like a locket on the end of a chain.
Let me see it.
Shouldn't we wait until the sheriff... Such a lovely melody. But it makes me feel blue to hear it.
Godspeed, my love, till you are mine again. Forever yours, Lynn. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He.
Oh, there, there, Mrs. Mayor. It's all right.
I didn't know.
Jeez. This property is huge. I had no idea. Cool.
What, that old tank there?
Actually, no, I'm just noticing the ground we're walking on here. It's a type of clay you don't see too often. Don't think anyone will mind if I scoop a little piece for myself. This could come in handy for an installation I'm working on. Cool. Let's keep walking a bit.
Sissy really has no idea what she's missing.
I wish I had my good camera with me. This one sucks.
What's with her anyway?
Her loss.
That's what I'm saying. She's such a neurotic. Well, that's what everyone says about her at school. I'm kind of shocked, really. I would have bet Sissy would totally be into all this. I mean, she loves everything vintage.
Wow, and would you look at that?
I gotta admit, this area especially is a bit eerie. In a cool sort of way. But this old formation of warplanes.
Yeah, and there's something else that's odd. Really odd.
What?
There's three F-4U Corsair fighter planes. Just like the one we saw in the sky by the beach.
Oh, yeah, maybe it was one of those.
I can tell just from looking at them, none of these planes are working. They probably haven't been in the air since the late 40s or 50s. They're gutted. They're just shells, mostly.
Okay, so it wasn't one of these. Well, these aren't the only planes like this in the whole world, I'm sure.
True, but that's not all. Look at the space between the first two planes. It looks like one of them is missing.
How can you tell?
Look at that set of tire tracks leading away from the formation. Those are definitely F4U tracks.
You know, Cobra, I must say, I always appreciate witnessing the elusively tender side of your character.
What do you mean?
That was quite sweet and considerate of you to help the poor mare to a car like that. The poor gal is a mess.
Well, that's what heroes do, Sheldon. They take care of women when it's needed.
Yes. Cobra, would you mind giving me a little tour of the grounds here? This is where Mr. Wenzel kept his collection of war memorabilia, I'm assuming.
What the hell is wrong with you, Sheldon? We got a dead guy here, and that's all you could think about? We're calling Sheriff Foster right now.
Of course. But before we do, can we just go along?
Before we do? What's this before we do? Are you crazy? Stupid question. Jesus, why did I let myself bring this guy here?
It's just that the plane...
What about it?
You won't believe me.
Try me. But on second thought...
It vanished. In mid-flight. You didn't notice.
Sheldon, I did not see anything like that.
Please, let's just take a peek.
Sheldon, we're calling the sheriff.
It won't take but a moment.
We're calling the sheriff.
Really? You can stay here and I can
We're calling the sheriff and that's it! Sit down and stay put before I use the other side of your face for a shoe shine. Now, where's the phone?
Should we answer it?
I don't know. Well... Hello, Wenzel residence.
Hello. May I please speak with Mr. Sheldon?
Hey, who is this?
Everything is all right and will be cleared up shortly. Can you please hand the receiver to Mr. Sheldon?
How do you even know he's here?
He'll explain it to you once we're through talking. I just need a moment of his time.
All right, but keep it quick. We need to call the authorities about something, and I don't have all day to sit around here. Sheldon, it's for you.
For me? How could that be? Who is it?
The hell if I know? What do I know? Just take the phone already. Make it quick.
Hello?
Good afternoon, Mr. Sheldon.
I know that voice.
Yes. It's the same voice that belongs to Simon Perdido.
Simon?
What did you just say?
Shh.
Who is it?
Give me a moment, would you, Cobra?
Mr. Sheldon, do you realize that you're trespassing on private property?
What is this all about?
What is this? Hang up already!
What do you care, sir? This property does not belong to you.
Oh, there you go again. Strumming that same old song that I never cease taking delight in. You are the Mozart of making assumptions, Mr. Sheldon. Well, allow me to bring you up to date. My partners and I have a keen interest in certain properties in Sunken Harbor, such as the Chappie House and now the Wenzel property.
I thought you were gone. I dreamt it, and my dreams are seldom ever wrong.
Well, keep dreaming. I'm still around.
What do you want?
You know, We were waiting for old Mr. Wenzel to kick it so we could move in. It was a waiting game, and it looks like we won out. As long as Wenzel was alive, he knew the secret of keeping people like us at bay. A secret he'll now be taking with him to his grave. Unless they cremate him, that is.
Sheldon, hang up already.
If there's a secret, you'd better believe I'll find
it. Mr. Wenzel, in a final, noble, but ultimately pathetic effort, flew his favorite fighter plane over the town, hoping one of you yokels would notice.
And then it disappeared.
Forever.
And you made it disappear, isn't that right?
Sheldon, I swear I'm gonna rip that phone out of your hand.
Be patient, Cobra, please. What do you want with this place? What are you planning to do with all those old war machines?
We don't see a whole lot of profit in those old things. At least not right now.
Oh, of course. I don't believe that one bit.
Actually, it's the land itself where we see the most potential, Mr. Sheldon. See, there's a very special form of clay you're standing on top of right now. Long ago, centuries before the Bible was written, clay such as this in the hands of a master was used to beget life. Surely, a learned man such as yourself knows the ancient Hebraic legend of the golem.
As a matter of fact, I do.
Beings brought to life, made from...
clay.
You answered correctly. Very good.
And Mr. Wenzel knew the secret of how to use this...
His asking price was quite high, Mr. Sheldon. Way too high. Like I said, it was a waiting game. So now, do you get what a magnificent real estate opportunity this is? It's the kind that only comes around once in a lifetime. We have to move on this now. I mean, what use are all those old broken-down machines of war if you don't have an army to wield them? Let's put them all to good use, I say.
No, you listen to me. I stop.
Okay, I'm gonna count to 10 and then I'm hanging up that phone, Sheldon.
As a matter of fact, I'm also going to count to 10. When I reach 10, you will hear a familiar but disturbing sound. A sound that will prompt your immediate departure. One.
What's all this?
One.
Two.
Two.
Three.
Wait, hold on.
Four. Five.
Wait, stop.
Six. Seven. Eight.
Please.
Nine. Ten.
That's it, I'm coming in.
Sissy! Is that Sissy?
Sheldon, where the hell are you going?
Sissy, darling.
Uncle Jay.
Oh. Sissy, what happened? Are you hurt, my love?
Uncle Jay.
The arm is badly bruised. Who did this to you? You. Boy, you didn't do this to my niece, did you?
No, I swear.
So you like to slap girls around, huh?
No, you got it all wrong.
Everybody, calm down. He didn't. Really. He was with me the whole time.
Evan didn't do it, Uncle Jay. It's the truth. I didn't want to go into the lot with him at first, but then I went in alone and oh, I knew it all along. I knew this place was bad. I just knew it.
What happened, Sissy?
I walked through the hole in the chain link fence here, and I tripped and I fell on my face.
Oh, that must explain the bruise.
As I tried to get up, the ground started to move, and I saw in the ground what looked like an arm rising. It was...
made of clay.
Yes, that's right. It grabbed me and I tore away and I ran out here.
All right, everyone. Listen to me. It is of the utmost importance that we clear out of here right this instant.
I can't believe I'm actually saying this, but I actually agree with you. I'll call the Sheriff Ulster about old man Wenzel. Sissy, you want me to drive you to Good Sam, sweetie?
I don't need to go to hospital. I just want to go home.
Okay, let's do that. Come on, hon. It's all right now. You kids need a ride home?
My car's parked at Pebble Point Beach, not too far from here. It's walking distance. Evan lives in Brooklyn, but I can drop him at the train station on my way home.
Yes, please do.
Bye, Evan. I'll call you later.
Okay. Glad you're all right, Sissy.
We got off with a warning this time. Let's go.
A warning? From who?
Hey, Julie, I appreciate you wanting to show me around, but I'm starting to feel worn out, and this weird radio show we're listening to isn't helping any. Can you just drop me at the Long Island Railroad Station?
Sure.
Oh, but don't let our journey end just yet. There's still a few miles left to traverse down this dark road. And fear not, the end will soon be in sight.
Yeah, this is starting to bug me out. Please just shut it off.
Okay.
I said to wait! Thank you. Before we part this evening, I want to welcome two very special guests to our studio. Gentlemen.
Shall we introduce ourselves?
Yes. Beside me here is the one who asks, and I am the one who tells.
Turn it off, I said.
I can't.
What do you mean you can't?
Where are we going on this trip?
The question must be restated. Where are they?
Where are they going?
That's better. They are going somewhere that is not home.
Are we going to talk in riddles all night?
No. I find riddles wearisome. I'm more interested in what is in this fellow's pocket.
What is in his pocket?
I should clarify. If he reaches into his pocket right now, he will find it's no longer there.
What's no longer there?
A piece of earth he collected earlier today. A piece of clay.
Clay?
As it is written, yet you, Lord, are our father. We are the clay.
Where is this piece of clay now?
Hey, it's gone. The piece of clay I picked up earlier. It's not...
I'm starting to feel sick.
The clay that pulsates with the energy of life.
Of life?
Of life.
But I ask again, where is it?
Somewhere in this car, looking for a familiar warmth, the maternal warmth of another living thing, crawling, squirming its way now, from underneath the accelerator pedal, searching, feeling, feeling, searching. Feeling around for it.
Julie, look out!
My love.
And that concludes this week's episode. Mayor Diana Belfair was played by Ali Silva. Sissy was played by Annabelle Rollison. Simon Perdido was played by Alan LaForest. Mary Murphy played the parts of Lynn Belfair and Kathy. Bill Heidrick played the parts of Evan and Romeo. Casey LaForest played the parts of Julie and Annie. Michael Pate played the parts of Cobra Kleiman and The One Who Asks. Gustavo Rodriguez played the part of The One Who Tells. And the part of Mr. Sheldon was played by me, James Reeser. Cradle of Aviation was written by Silben Sandovar and directed by Holly Payne Strange. The musical performance, Somewhere My Love, written by Maurice Jarret and Paul Francis Webster, was arranged and performed by Martina Da Silva. Our show is produced by Gustavo Rodriguez, Ali Silva, and Daniel and Rebecca Graves for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our theme music is by Jason Graves. Our musical score was improvised by Steve Blanco. Our sound effects designer and engineer is Greg Russ. Our technical director is Johnny Goddard. And our production coordinator is Dolly Morali. Do you like what we're doing, dear listeners? If so, take a moment to give us a rating and review on iTunes. If you can invest a minute to do that, you'll be doing a lot to help us grow as a podcast. Do you have favorite episodes or characters? Is there anything you'd like to hear more or less of in the future? Let us know. Your feedback means the world to us. Get decked out in a Fireside Mystery Theater t-shirt, hoodie, phone case, mug, notebook, sticker, or any of the other rockin' items adorned with our logo. Go to the merch page at firesidemysterytheater.com and grab your favorites. You can share our love with the world by taking a pic with your swag and tagging us on Instagram or Twitter with our handle, @firesidemystery. For the Gastronomers Club, eating is a daring adventure, but this time, have they finally gone too far? Tune into next week's episode, The Wheat and the Chaff, and decide for yourself. Available wherever podcasts can be found. This is James Reeser. As we make our way back from that sleepy little town of Sunken Harbor, be sure to mind the shadows.